My mother was a very proud woman. She wouldn't go on, today it's welfare. In those days it was called home relief. She wouldn't do that. We struggled along. Oh, I went to work when I was 16 years old. I went to work at a factory on Spring Street in Manhattan. And I remember I made $8 a week. And I gave my mother the $8, and I got back money for car fare and a soda because I took a sandwich from home. There were no jobs. It was a very, very bad time. But it's true that you could never understand it, Steve, because you haven't lived through it. You can read about it, you can talk about it, you can listen to other people talk about it, but if you haven't been there, you have no idea what a depression is. I hope we never have to go through that again. How does a man feel when he's got four children to support and no job, and he knows that he's got to provide for these children? So he would break a scab line to get a day's work. There were no unions. And to leave $2 for my mother. Or I remember, you know, I do remember there was a butcher store on the corner of Livonia Avenue, I think Alabama, or Williams, I think Alabama. I don't remember. And there were no freezers in those years. If they were left over with chickens on a Friday afternoon, they were closed on the Sabbath, so you had to get rid of the chicken. So my mother would wait until 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday and buy a chicken for 25 cents. Okay. I mean, that's how bad things were. If you have four children, you buy a quarter pound butter. At those times, they sold loose butter. You really can't begin to understand how a man must feel to know he can't feed his four children. No, they had no time to appreciate anything, to be very honest. There was no time to appreciate anything. You did your own laundry. You even cooked your own starch to starch the shirts or the dress or the curtains that you hung on. You know, it's true. There were no time to appreciate anything. You just got up in the morning. You did your wash. You hung it out on the line. You took it in the winter. It was stiff as a board. You know, there were no dryers, no washing machines. You hung your clothes on the line. In the winter, it would freeze. I mean, think about all these things. There were no conveniences. We didn't have a telephone. The candy store used to call us. They would yell up, and we would give the kid 2 cents for or coming up to ring our bell or whatever it was. But we didn't have any conveniences in those days at all. We didn't have cars, no telephone. We had a radio. That was it. Oh, we had a Victrola. It used to wind up. But that's it. That's all we had. There was nothing. And you know what? Now that I think about it, when did my mother have a chance to enjoy her life? Or my father? Then the war came along, and things started to get a little bit better. And that's about it.